This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Three from the same spot. for Braylon Gordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo, Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown, foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc to the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Werman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From the Rushi High School gym, it's high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. The homestanding Rushi Raiders against the Botkins Trojans in an important Shelby County Athletic League boys matchup. Rushi fresh off an MLK Classic win at Fort Laramie on Sunday against Willard, 71-60, is now 13-1 on the year, 6-1 in the SCAL. Botkins Trojans, 8-4 on the campaign, 4-2 in league play. Botkins lost 4 of its first 7, has now won 5 straight. Real good weekend this past Friday and Saturday for Botkins, which beat Fort Laramie and Parkway by the same identical scores of 47-40. Chuck Rushi probably licking their chops a little bit for Botkins here tonight. Botkins knocked Rushi out of the sectional championship last year, 60-36. Botkins beat him twice in the regular season, 55-48, 62-46. Botkins won the state 2 years ago, regional finalists last year. An entirely different Botkins team here in 2023, but it's a club that's getting better and better for sure. So is Rushi, as we saw in the last several games we've had them.
Even though they lost to Jackson Center, Raiders showed a lot of firepower, beat Jackson Center early in the year, and downed a very good Willard team on Sunday at Fort Loramie. Rushi's got a lot of firepower this year, the favorite in this game tonight. And I asked a few people from Botkins, how do you feel about this contest this evening? And they said, we'll tell you in about an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, they got Carter Plyman. You got Carter Plyman, you got a shot.
Right.
Cullen Dosick is playing better and better. He's a 5'8 sophomore. Ryland Paul's starting to shoot the ball for him. He's a 5'10 junior. Grant Berger playing well. Noah Topp, sophomore, came up, hit a couple of big threes in that Loramie game in the first quarter. Jordan Herzog, I thought he had a slow start to the season, but the last few games we've seen him play, he's played very, very well. You flip to the other side, and I put check marks on guys you need to watch, and usually I'll put two, sometimes three. I'm going to check mark next to Zane Shappy, a 5'10 senior, outstanding basketball player. Hayden Quinter, Braden Monin,
Braylon
Cordonier,
yep.
Xavier Flippo, and then a check mark, a little bit less than a check mark, Ross Fissinger, Felix Francis, and who's the last one? Vince Borchers. And then Benjamin York played straight JV early in the season. He has now moved up. He's only playing two quarters of JV, and he's getting a lot of varsity time. I said it, and I will say it again. He would start on every other varsity team in the Shelby County League, except for maybe Jackson Center.
Right. The long and short of everything you said here, Chuck, in the last couple minutes, is that Rushi is extremely deep and experienced. Botkins is growing experience along with Carter Plyman. Who knows how good Botkins will be come the end of the season. If this is the first of two meetings between these two clubs. This is a rescheduled game
right
from earlier in the campaign. We had snow right before Christmas.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on that Friday night.
Yep. And that wiped out some Friday games, the bad weather. This is a makeup. So these two clubs have not met on the year so far. In fact, these two teams have played a different number of games in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi's played 7-6-1, having played Jackson Center twice already, as well as Fairlawn, I believe. Meanwhile, Botkins is 4-2 in league action and has played Fort Loramie twice. Very important game. Rushi's got to win it, obviously, to keep pace with Jackson Center. Interesting state rankings. Just yesterday came out, first AP poll of the 2023 season. Jackson Center third in Ohio in D4. Rushi 2 points behind in fourth. Jackson Center probably got the nod by beating Rushi recently, but 12 points.
Yeah, and I mean, of all the teams that aren't allowed to go out and recruit the state of Ohio, they are probably the two best teams in Ohio Division IV.
Yeah, Richmond Heights is number one. Richmond Heights, defending state champ up near Cleveland, defeated Tri-Village last year in the state finals at the UD Arena. Richmond Heights, number one. And Jackson Center and Rushi, third and fourth. I knew a couple of weeks ago when I previewed the first AP poll, we all believed Rushi and Jackson Center would be right near the top, and they are indeed.
Yeah, they're as talented as anybody in the state of Ohio, Division IV for sure.
We said, Chuck, a few weeks ago that Rushi had any number of players very capable of dropping in 15, 16, 17 points a night. How about 19 or 20 a night? How about 24 or 27 a game? 24 from Braylon Cordonier this past Sunday at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. And Hayden Quinter dropped in 27 in that game. Willard's Max Dawson at 28. But I tell you, Rushi has got firepower deluxe. You just don't know who is going to rise up
and explode on a given night, any number of players could push the 20 scoring mark.
Well, I think Braden Monin has improved more than anybody else this year. He has become not just a role player, but that young man can shoot it. He plays good defense. I think he's going to be terrific. Towards the end of the season, he's just getting better and better. And you look at this roster, and you go, boy, this is a great basketball team. They might be better next year.
You're so right about that. Development from Phil Groves, Bodkins Trojans. Yeah, Spencer Gradonier has done a super job with Rushi. So has Phil, because this club had Carter Plyman at the start of the year. Yet Jordan Herzog was not an unknown. And over the course of the last two or three weeks, we've seen three or four young men get the green light to shoot the ball, and they're doing it with confidence. That's so important to find support for Carter Plyman.
Well, I was talking to Jeremy Plyman before he came up and sat down during the JV game. We chatted a little bit, and I told him that I thought that Friday night Phil Grove did a masterful job of moving the pieces around, having Carter out on the point, taking him down and posting him up. Gormley was not looking for that. They did some things that Loramie wasn't prepared for, and I give them credit. That was a great coaching job.
Yep, sure was. Rushi and Botkins coming up here in just a few minutes. A key Shelby County Athletic League boys game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'd like to say hello to Chandra Gubo, who is tuning in from Mexico, where she is receiving cancer treatment. Chandra is the aunt of Rushi Zane Shappy. Hopefully we can entertain Chandra tonight with a few Zane Shappy field goals. No pressure on you, Zane. He said he'd try to get one for Chandra in the first few minutes of the game. But everyone in the Rushi community, all of the folks in Shelby County and West Central Ohio who know Chandra Gubo very well, wish her so well. Craig Fissinger shared this note and this information with me a few hours ago. We all love you, Chandra. You are in our thoughts and prayers, and hope you enjoy the broadcast tonight. Rushi and Botkins here from the Rushi Gym. Thanks for listening in about three time zones away. Rushi and Botkins coming up shortly. Opening tip, starting lineups are next. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacau Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Over the weekend in the MLK Classic at Fort Loraming, Anna was beaten by Finley Liberty Benton 49-45. The Rockets played them extremely well. Fort Loraming, the host team, defeated Yellow Springs 61-45. As we've noted, Rushi topped Willard, a D2 school, 71-60. Last night in girls action, Rushi downed Houston 51-36. And tonight, the Rushi girls, by the way, are at New Knoxville. The New Bremen girls are at Jackson Center. One other Shelby County Athletic League boys game tonight, Fort Loramie at Anna. That, too, a rescheduled contest from before Christmas. Three girls games set this Thursday in the SCAL. Fairlawn at Botkins, Houston at Anna, and Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. And this coming Friday night, on the boys' side of the ledger, Botkins travels to Jackson Center. What a tough week for the Trojans. Rushi Tuesday, Jackson Center Friday. Chuck, both on the road. Yes. Also on Friday night, Anna's at Fairlawn, and Rushi is at Houston.
And then Botkins gets to go to New Bremen on Saturday night.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a tough three games in a row. But, hey, they're kids. This is when it's fun.
We'll have Jackson Center hosting Marion Local for you on Saturday evening. And on Friday night, we'll be at Jackson Center as well for the Botkins Jackson Center SCAL game. Playing the national anthem is coming up. Star Spangled Banner is next. Then starting lineups, opening tip. Fine crowd filing in here at Rushi. Botkins Trojans on the road against the Rushi Raiders tonight in Shelby County Athletic League boys play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
All of a sudden, it's gotten noisier than ever here at the Rushi Gym as the starting lineups are being announced. And the vocal is reverberating throughout the gym here at Rushi High School. Botkin Trojan starting five out to our left. Carter Plyman, 19 points a game, 6 feet, 5 inches tall at a wing. Plyman averaging 8 rebounds a game, shooting threes at 36%, 53% field goal shooter overall. Colin Dosig at guard, Rylan Paul at guard, 5'8", 5'10", respectively, 4 and 5 points a game. Brant Berger, 6'2", senior forward, at 5 a game. He's coming on strong. And Jordan Herzog, 7 a game, 6'4", junior forward. For the Rushi Raiders, Zane Chappie, 5'10", senior guard out front, along with Hayden Quinter, 6'1", junior, Braden Munnen, 6'2", junior. He's at a wing. Braylon Cordonier, Xavier Flippo, and the front line. Cordonier, 6'3", sophomore. Flippo, a 6-foot senior. Last year, Spencer Cordonier was fitting the pieces together, Chuck. The Rushi Club lost 10 games. Hey, they fit together quite nicely this year to the tune of 13-1.
Well, and that's what they, last year, yeah, they struggled a little bit. They had to try to find the chemistry. This year, they have it.
And the Botkins Trojans graduated some key players a year ago, Jamison Meyer, Jacob Plyman. But it's a team that's developing under the tutelage of Phil Groves. Right away, Botkins powers it inside to Carter Plyman, misses a shot, but the follow-up bank is good.
Herzog right down the lane. That's good follow.
Nice board by Jordan Herzog, and Botkins gets the first two-pointer, two-zip lead. We played 40 seconds. Here's Hayden Quinter driving right side of the lane for Rushi. Has it stripped out of bounds by Botkins. Botkins, the road black. Some white trim. White Trojans across the front. White angled striping down the sides of the shorts. Rushi in the traditional home white, gold numbers outlined in blue. There's a 7-foot baseline jumper by Rushi after the inbounds pass. Missed, and Botkins gets the rebound. Here's Rylan Paul, a little out of control in among the trees. Quinter blocks it. So does Flippo. Loose ball rebound down to the Raiders. Driving, pulling up at the elbow, missing a 16-footer as Chappie, and Botkins has it. 2-0 Trojans. We've played a minute 20. Here's Berger, 25 feet away on the left. Throws it out near midcourt to Herzog. Herzog against Cordonier. Ball deflected out of bounds by Quinter into the Rushi student cheering section across the way.
They need to wear helmets. That went right off that young lady's head.
6:36 to go, opening period. 2-0, Botkins on top. Carter Plyman at midcourt, picked up by Braden Monin. Good matchup right there. As Paul goes back door, no chance to throw it to him, though. Open player deep in the right corner, Berger. Good look, missed it, hard off the flange. Strong rebound by Herzog, throws it away. Picked off by Monin. Monin circles up the floor, leaves it for Quinter, who drills a triple. Hayden Quinter buries a three-point bomb. And it's 3-2 in favor of Rushi. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Midcourt, Carter Plyman, he's doubled, finds an open player down low, it's Herzog, he catches, reverse layup, got it.
What a good look by Plyman on the top of that circle.
And with two on him, he knew somebody had to be open. Here's a power drive along the baseline by Quinter. He is defended well at the rim, shot rolls off. Carter Plyman attacks the other way for Botkins. A little out of control, coughed it up in the lane,
yep.
And it goes out of bounds to Rushi.
Took a little bit of a bump, but he's got to be stronger than that. He knows that.
Well, the Willard-Rushi game Sunday at the MLK Classic, Chuck, was frenetic, wasn't it? High-octane pace. Uh-oh. Zane Chappie, 23-foot triple straight away, and that one is for Chandra Gubo. Listening in down in Mexico, Zane, in the first 2.5 minutes, Chandra nails a long three ball, and it's 6-4, Rushi in the lead. I kidded Zane about an hour ago. I told him, you don't have to score it too early. Well, he took no chances. He got a bucket right away. Now the pressure's off. Here's a bad pass by Botkin, stolen by Quinter. Quinter scurries the other way, lays it up, a teardrop over the front ring. It's in. 8-4, Rushi in the lead. Quickly down the floor, Paul for Botkin. And he zips toward the basket. And Herzog on the wing. He was overguarded by a couple Rushi defenders. Foul call.
Everybody talks about Rushi's offense, and rightfully so. It is potent. But boy, do they play good team defense on top of that.
And so many times, Rushi's sticky defense will fuel the offense, as it has so far many times this season. And just a play ago, when Quinter raced the other direction with a takeaway. 8-4. Botkin's down 4. 4:44 to go first quarter. Carter Plyman back to the basket on the arc. Goes top of the circle on the play to Berger. Berger out of the left corner now. Chucks up a three, left-handed, short. Rebound in the paint area by Ryland Paul. Back to the basket. Gets it out of trouble to Herzog. He's doubled, sandwiched by two players. Small collision, foul on Rushi. It's common.
That's a tough call on Flippo, but he initiated the contact, so it probably was better a no call than a foul, but if they're going to call a foul, that was on Flippo.
Carter Plyman into Herzog, foul line. Back to Carter, top of the key. Snow at top is in now for Bodkins. High left is Herzog, picked up by Cordonier. Oh, backdoor cut all the way to the rim. Layup, good. Beautiful play by Ryland Paul of Bodkins. Perfection. Great execution. 8-6 in favor of Botkins, or I should say Rushi, coming right back. Cordonier swivels into the lane, gives to Vince Borchers, who scores two. Vince in off the bench. Rushi back up 4. Here's Carter Plyman, stumbles into the lane, nearly walked. Gave it to a teammate, left corner. Noah top, hoists one up, around and out. Rebound down to Rushi. Here's Borchers. Borchers elbow right, doesn't shoot. Gives it to a teammate in the right corner. Felix Francis in off the bench, started to drive. Defensive foul against Botkins. That's the first on the Trojans. Rushi's picked up 2. 3:36 to go first quarter. 10-6, Rushi in the lead. Chuck, a month ago we would have said Rushi a prohibitive favorite in this game. Tell you what, the way Botkins has played, winning 5 in a row, certainly not a prohibitive favorite.
No, I would guess in the 10-point range.
But it's clearly a favored club tonight here on Rushi's floor.
Right. But yeah, this is actually, I don't give a whole lot of home court in the Shelby County League. This is one of the places I do.
Yep. Rushi turns it over after the stoppage of play. So Botkins, as a result of the violation against the Raiders, has possession down to her left. 6 players in backcourt. Pressure applied by Rushi with the ball. Carter Plyman. About 3 different players have checked Carter Plyman. And in there right now is Benjamin York. Long pass up the floor by Botkins. They got careless with it. Rushi took it away. Here come the Raiders. Top of the circle. Braylon Cordonier. Fakes left, goes right. Tries to turn the corner. Running one-hander. Banked it. No good. Rebound Carter Plyman. Looks to the outlet. It's Ryland Paul. Paul, 2-on-3. A shovel shot motoring toward the basket on the dead run. High off the backboard. No good. Looked like a defensive foul on Rushi, and it's ruled a charge, and the Raiders will take it.
Bad call.
3 minutes to go, first quarter, 10-6 Rushi. Straight away, Borchers, who has a field goal, in off the bench. Here's Felix Francis, twisting, turning in the lane, arches up a 7-footer, deflection by Botkins, rebound, Trojans, foul over the back on Rushi.
Boy, Botkins is dominating the rebounding in the first quarter so far.
Tell you what, Chuck, is there a deeper Division IV team in the state already, what, 9 young men have been on the floor for Rucci.
Yeah, they are deep, and I'm not sure why York came back out, but they didn't like something they saw.
Backcourt, Carter Plyman for Botkins. Methodical dribble against Felix Francis. Felix, 6'5", and Carter Plyman, 6'5". Deep right corner, open shooter, Dosik strong. Weak side rebound. It's gathered by Carter Plyman in the rack for two. Carter Plyman, good, strong. Offensive board work, 10-8. Rucci in the lead, 2:28 to go first quarter. Vince Borchers out back, the 6'1 sophomore. Felix Francis, 6'5 junior in. Ball thrown baseline right. Braden Monin's hemmed in, nowhere to go. Tries to roll it into the paint. Botkin steals. Forecourt left, Noah top. And it's picked off. Borchers takes it away. 2-on-2. Borchers powers in from the right flank. Hits the underneath side of the rim. No good. Rebound Carter Plyman. Botkin's down 2. The chance to tie or go up 1. Slicing into the lane. In among the trees goes Dosik for Botkins. It is deflected, stolen by Rucci. Frenetic pace here. No scoring.
Nothing happening, but yes. A lot up and down the floor.
Yep, no points on the board in nearly the last 2 minutes. Minute 30 left, opening period. 10-8, Rucci up 2. Biggest spread's been 4. Borchers on a weave to Monin. High left, it's Quinter. Good matchup right there. Carter Plyman's got him. Minute 22 to go in the first. Ball thrown high right to Quinter. Bounce pass baseline right to Braylon Cordonier. Spinning in the paint. There's that patented fall away by him. It's short. Comes off the rim into the lap of Carter Plyman. He walks it over the Raiders logo. A minute to go first quarter. 10-8 Rucci. Long cross-court pass right wing. Ball triggered from the corner by Noah Top. It is short. Would have been 3 had it gone in. Rucci stared the rebound. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Cordonier. Foul line, it goes on the play to Monin. Monin pulls up and drains the 15-footer. 12-8, big bucket by Monin. Stopped the scoring drought for both teams. 4-point lead Raiders. 31 seconds to go in the first. Carter Plyman's got Francis on him. On a weave to Noah Top. Out back it goes to Dosik. Back on the play to Noah. 6-foot sophomore plays bigger than that. 17 seconds to go first quarter. Here's a jump shot. 3-pointer. Hoisted up there by Botkins. Dosik, no good. Long rebound to Carter Plyman. He drives and lays it through. 7 seconds to go. First quarter. 12-10 Botkins. Here's the slashing play by Vince Borchers. Oh, he was mauled at the basket. Fouled on the wrist. No call. Botkins says, we'll take that one. And the first quarter closes. Rucci 12, Botkins 10. Very competitive first period of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including Goffney Furniture in Sydney on West Michigan. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyFurniture.com. Furniture.com. West Michigan in Sydney. Rucci attacks to start the second quarter, up 2. Here's a drive from the left corner by Shappy. Meets resistance. Ball pops in the air. Botkins has got it. Dosik on the run down the floor. Throws it out back to Herzog, who sets and shoots a 3. Barely caught iron. Hit the end line. Out of bounds to Rucci.
That was a good look. He didn't get his feet to get his elbow. His elbow was flying that time, and the shot didn't have a prayer.
12-10 in favor of Rushi. Good scoring pace. First 4 to 5 minutes of the game, it slowed down. Defenses have settled in. Every shot in the paint area, Chuck, being challenged. You've got to be strong with the ball, that's for sure. Monin for Rushi explodes into the lane. Feeds low post to Flippo back to the basket. And on his backside is a Bodkins player, Colton Plyman, in off the bench. 6'4 sophomore who picks up the personal. 2-point lead, Rushi, 12-10. Raiders with the ball. 25 feet away, it's Quinter. Near side, Cordonier. Left side, Zane Chappie, who's got a three. Made it in the first couple minutes for Chandra Gubo. Here's an elbow jumper on the play by Flippo. No, off the flange. Rebound kicks out to Bodkins, Carter Plyman. He walks it up. On him is Braden Monin. Plyman goes baseline right, attracts two. Ball thrown on the arc to a three-point shooter. It is missed by Paul. Clangs off the rim. Rushi's got it. Racing head of the key, Cordonier. Got a Chappie. Chappie open for a three try. Oh, it's in. Zane Chappie from way outside. Boy, he's gotten two to fall from long distance. Couple of big baskets for Zane for Chandra Gubo. 15-10 in favor of Rushi. Here's Bodkins attacking. A little teardrop in the lane, a floater. Yes! Nice shot, Ryland Paul for Bodkins. Chappie again, 28-footer. Makes it! And he's fouled to boot! Wow! Boy, some bonus baskets early on for Chandra.
Wow, that was such great concentration because he was flying right at him. And he just kept his eye on the rim, let it go, knew he was going to get hit. They got a chance at a very rare four-point play.
18-12, Rushi. We were looking right over the shoulder of Zane. Four rows up on that shot. We had the same line to the rim that Zane did. It looked good all the way. We weren't sure about distance. It was perfect. The free throw bounced off the iron, rolled to the corner, tipped out of bounds by Rushi. 9 points for Zane Chappie already in this game. Three threes.
15-5 rebounding advantage for Bodkins here so far in the first half.
Yep, Bodkins has been hungrier on the glass. Half of Rushi's points netted by Zane Chappie. 18-12. Raiders, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Near side pass. Goes to top for Bodkins. Nice. He's got a little avenue down the left side of the lane. Missed it with the left hand. Long lead out, Rushi to Quinter. There he goes, hard to the rim. Looked like he was knocked down from behind. No call. Bodkins counters. Deep right corner top to Paul. Cross court to Herzog. Deep left corner, three by him. Strong. Rebound to Monin for Rushi. Boy, it's rough and tumble. It's like a January football clash. Look out, Chappie again. Off the back iron. Bodies hit the deck below the basket. Foul call. A clear out against Rushi.
I think it was on Flippo. That's his second.
5 minutes, 23 seconds to go. Second quarter, Rushi 18, Bodkins 12. Bodkins getting some open looks. But the Trojans have missed a few they'd love to have back. Carter Plyman walks it to midcourt. Carter not getting the shots he'd like. Oh, he takes everything under control on this possession at a blistering pace. Carter Plyman storms from midcourt right down the lane, lays it in over the front of the rim. He was fouled on the shoulder as well. He's at the stripe, three-point chance. Just as I said, where's Carter Plyman been? Oh, my, he went to work.
Well, he's been taking care of the basketball and running the offense. And boy, that was one quick step to get him started down that lane that time.
Free throw by Carter Plyman, strong, and Bodkins whistled for over-the-back on the board. Rushi possession, team fouls, 6 on Rushi, 5 on Bodkins. Next foul on Rushi, Bodkins will shoot the 1-on-1. 11 fouls so far in the game, 18-14 Rushi lead. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Out on top, Felix Francis is in. Throws it short corner to Gardonier. Muscles. Here comes the double team. Hacking foul from the backside committed by Dosik of Bodkins in the act of shooting. And Braylon Cordonier, who is a sharp shooter at the stripe, toes the line.
Yeah, he hadn't scored yet.
Braylon coming off a 24-point showing against Willard at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic on Sunday. Free throw, a little lengthy, no good. 18-14, Marushi in the lead by four. Under five to play, second quarter. Cordonier missed that one heavy. Off the back frame, long rebound, Rushi, setting and shooting the three, 27-footer, Quinter, in, out, oh my goodness. Rebound down to Botkins. That one did everything but go in. On the floor now, J.J. Meyer, 5'6 guard for Botkins. Oh, look at the Carter Plyman post-up move, low on the right, head fake, bobs, weaves, and banks it in.
He's got a great step through. Everybody over there is doing the travel sign, but that was not a travel. That was a great shot.
Botkins down two. Quinter deep in the right corner. Angles toward the lane. Pivots. He's doubled on the arc to Monin. Jumping, shooting a three ball. He buries it. Woo! From way outside. Big goal by Braden Monin of Rushi.
Five threes now for the Raiders.
21-16, Rushi. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Midcourt, Carter Plyman. Picked up tightly by Monin. On a weave, it's Noah top. Stops the dribble, 30 feet out. Near side, Meyer. Meyer's got a crease down the lane. Bounces left corner to Herzog. Herzog wheels across the paint, drives, running one-hander, kissed it in off the window. What a play by Herzog. Great Tuesday night boys game in the Shelby County Athletic League from here at Rushi. Timeout called, 3:42 left second quarter. Raiders up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, there are high quality building components for these two teams tonight. Rushi wanted to spread the wealth. So far, Zane Chaffee has triggered in three long triples. Carter Plyman has started to motor toward the basket for Botkins. He's a tough customer to guard, and he has enabled the Trojans to hang around down three. Here's Rushi out of control across the lane. Quinter shovels it up. No good. Strong board low in the right, but Francis tie-up occurs. Held ball. Botkins possession. Oh, it's a roughhouse game below the basket.
Well, like I said at the break, if they called every foul, there would be nobody left.
Key building components for both teams. Rushi needs balanced scoring. Botkins needs an outstanding night from Carter Plyman. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 3 minutes left, first half. Rushi 21, Botkins 18. Here's J.J. Meyer, top of the circle on the bounce, dribbles, drives down the lane, blocked out of bounds. Borchers and Cordonier sandwich J.J. and knocked it free over the inline. Carter Plyman, the playmaker, below the basket for Botkins. Three-point lead, Rushi. Throws into Herzog, poked out by the Raiders again. Carter Plyman, extreme corner of the floor. Tough place to inbound it from. Goes to Colton Plyman on top, right back to Carter. He's 30 feet away. Benjamin York draws the defensive assignment now for Plyman as Rushi continues to switch. Baseline right, Herzog back to the basket. On the arc to the three-point shooter. It is good! Line drive shot, Manoa top right through the bottom of the well.
He's a good shooter. You let him set his feet.
And guess what? We're tied. The three-pointers are flying. Countering Rushi, long one, deep right corner. Mondin around, around and out. No, it was Borchers who couldn't get it to go. Rebounding foul. Rucci reaching in, hooking a Botkins player. 1-1 Trojans down to a right with the game tied at 21 with 2:24 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, that'll be Carter Plyman going to the line shooting the 1-1.
Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins. A little bit of a smile on his face. If you would have told him at 6:30, 7 o'clock, half an hour before game time, that late in the second quarter you'll be tied, he would have said then, I'll take it. Free throw, though, by Carter Plyman is no good. Blew the 1-1. Rucci snared the rebound. Borchers between the circles. Ball handed off on the play to Modin. Now it goes to the mid-post to Cordonier. Back to the basket. Works on Colton Plyman. Straight away to Borchers. 21 all tie. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Borchers down the lane, doesn't shoot. Goes out back to Shappy. Now to Braden Monin. Cutting through the paint area. It's Borchers. Off-balance shot to Benjamin York. 10-footer missed it. Long board gathered by Rucci, though. It's Cordonier twisting, turning. Met resistance outside the lane on the right. Foul while shooting the basketball. He's got two coming. Cordonier's got a herky-jerky move. About the time you think he might have dragged a pivot foot, he usually gets bumped.
Yeah, he didn't travel. That's a good move.
He's so deceptive. Maintains his balance. He will bob and weave. He's at the line. Two free throws here. Missed a couple earlier in this game. That one is good. And Rushi's got the edge again. 22-21, a minute 39 to go in the second quarter.
I'm not incredibly surprised by this. I mean, Botkins is really starting to play some really good basketball.
I will say that I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised by that. 1-for-4 from the free throw line now for Cordonier.
Second shot, Cordonier, no good. I'm a little surprised. It's 22-21 Rucci just by a point in the second quarter. I would have thought maybe Rucci up a half dozen at this stage of the game, but Botkins has gotten so much better in a short span of time, just the last few weeks.
Well, they're just beating him to death on the boards.
Rebounding advantage, big time Trojans, who are down one after Cordonier split two free throws. 22-21 Rucci, 70 seconds to go, first half. On the weave, Herzog at the elbow on the left. We had a screen set out of the arc by Ryland Paul. Somebody from Rucci ran him down.
That was Cordonier. I think that's going to be his second.
Clock stops right at 1:10 left in the second period. Boy, it's been a daggone good basketball game, that's for sure. 1-1 Botkins. Free throw by Paul. Swish. Game tied at 22. And I guarantee you in the second half, we'll have probably nearly as many fouls as we've had in the first half. Thus, we'll see the 1-1 in play. Late third quarter, early fourth for sure. Free throws down the stretch will be significant. Paul makes them both for Botkins. And it's a Trojans 1-point bulge, 23-22. Here come the Raiders to midcourt with the ball. It is Shappy who's pumped in three balls on the night for Rucci. Otherwise, Botkins has done a good job defensively on the Raiders. Backing down in the lane, Monin stumbled, nearly walked, threw it on the arc to a teammate, hooking foul against Botkins. 1-1 Raiders. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins, will give you your best do up on top. 40 years doing business, Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. The stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday to Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years doing business. You will do your best do at Cutaway.
Well, the one official blew it by thinking it was two shots. It should be, I don't know why it doesn't go to the arrow.
Was
The first free throw by Rushi missed. He missed it. It was one and one. It was not a two-shot foul. And Rushi got the rebound, but I think they have to go to the arrow. And it points Rushi's way. Raider basketball. Rushi not shooting free throws like normal. That's for sure. 1 point lead, Botkins. 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Baseline drive by Quinter. Goes opposite to Chappie on the arc. Three ball. Good! Good! What a night for Zane Chappie. Chandra Gubo, you heard us loud and clear. Wow. Zane Chappie on fire. And his aunt, Chandra Gubo, listening in down in Mexico. 2 point lead, Rushi. 25-23. Deep three, left corner, Botkins. Strong by top. Weak side rebound. Rebound. Traced down by Chappie. He got it just before it rolled into the Rushi bench. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Chappie with 12 of Rushi's 25. 2 point lead, Raiders. Clock counting down. Rushi ball. 12, 11, 10. Quinter, midcourt. Gets a screen from Francis. Quinter right down the pike to the rim. Driving left hand. Good! 2 seconds left. Quinter made it. Dazzling driving layup, but Quinter. Play well designed by Rushi. Executed by Quinter and company. And Rushi sneaks back ahead by 4. 27-23 at the halftime break after Botkins had gone ahead by a single point at 23-22. Oh, what a game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com from the Rushi Gym. 4 point lead Raiders at intermission. So many thanks to Rushi area sponsors, Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Also, hello to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 575 East Main and Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. We say hi to Nick Fullenkamp, the Rushi man, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam in Fort Loramie. 5 point lead, or I should say a 4 point lead for the Raiders at the break. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce for your entree from the Anna Market. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market. Serving the very best for the best like you, the Anna Market, and its high-quality Chairman's Reserve Meats, the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Halftime here at Rushi, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck? Well, you think at the staff, I mean, it's a four-point basketball game. Botkins played really well in the first half. They out-rebounded the Raiders 20-12, 5-2 on the offensive boards, 5 turnovers for the Trojans. Raiders only turned it 3 times, 1 of 6 from the free throw line for Rushi. Very uncharacteristic. 2 for 4 for Botkins. Individual scoring, Carter Plyman has 8, 6 each for Herzog and Paul, and top hit a 3. They scored 10 and 13, 23 for the first half. On the other end, Zane Chappie, 12, 4 threes. Really impressive. 7 for Quinter, 5 for Braden Monin, 2 for Vince Borchers, a free throw for Braylon Tordanier. They scored 12 and 15, lead at 27-23 at the half.
Boy, Chuck, this has turned into a powerhouse SCAL boys race. 4 really strong teams. Only 2 will come out of the Pickwa sectional. Bodkins and Fort Loramie, very strong, fast improving. Yeah. And Rushi and Jackson Center, need I say more, number three, number four in the state. Jackson Center third, Rushi fourth in D4.
Yeah, well, I had someone come up and talk to me and ask me what I thought the seeding was, and they said they thought that Bradford would be fourth. And I go, nobody in the Shelby County League is going to vote for Bradford as a seed. So I said, I don't see that happening.
Good response. 27-23. Rushi leads Bodkins by four at the halftime break, which has been brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We welcome you back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck. Good game tonight. SCAL boys action. Rushi 27, Botkins 23. Trojans caught the Raiders late in that second quarter. Went ahead by one, 23-22. But Rushi put in the last 5 points of the second stanza. And it is a four-point spread as we start the third quarter. Keep in mind, this is the first of two meetings between these two clubs. They'll play again Friday night, February 3rd, at Botkins. This Friday night, Botkins is at Jackson Center. We've got that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tentatively, tomorrow night, Sydney girls on the road at Vidalia Butler. We are waiting to get confirmation from Butler, by the way. And then we got a full slate for you on Saturday at Jackson Center. On Saturday night, Marion Local, the Flyers travel to the Tigers after Botkins visits Jackson Center on Friday evening. Don't forget, Saturday afternoon, Lima Bath hosts Fort Loramie. Big girls contest. Tip off at 1:30. Fine start to the third quarter for Rushi as Braylon Gordonier gets a post-up shot in the lane to roll around, drop in. He was fouled, tagged on the wrist, converts on the free throw, and all of a sudden the Raiders have reeled off 8 straight points, overlapping the second and third quarters, and lead it 30-23. Biggest lead of the game for Rushi. Botkins must stay in touch. Trojans need quality possessions here to start the second half. Top of the circle, Herzog against Cordonier in the lane. A little one-hand push shot. Good look right in front. Won't go down. Rebound, Quinter. He barrels down the floor for Rushi. Hits the trailer, Cordonier. Near side, Chappie. Wants to drive. Steps back. Feeds Flippo in the lane. Good bounce pass low on the left to the spinning Monin. No, off the back rim. Loose ball rebound. What a play by Monin. He's sprawling on the ground. He is at the stripe. In fact, he might be on it at the end of the floor. But that was an all-time hustle play by Monin. Yeah. But the referee said, you are out of bounds by an eyelash.
Yeah, he tried to call, Cordonier tried to call a foul, but they were calling a timeout, I mean. But, yeah, he had the ball and was on the line.
1 minute gone, third quarter. Rushi 30, Botkins 23. Botkins led 23-22. With a little over a minute to go in the second quarter. 8 in a row by the Raiders. Here's Carter Plyman driving, forces his way from the corner to the baseline. Foul, Braden Monin.
Wow. That for what they let happen in the first half, that was kind of a touch foul.
Ball lobbed into Herzog. He leaps high in the air to catch it behind the foul line. He goes up with two white-jerseyed Raiders. They're on his backside, and one of the two picked up a foul.
That was the third on Cordonier.
Yep, Braylon's got to come out. Overly aggressive defense there by Rushi. 16 feet out on the floor. Ball inbounded by Bakken. Deep right corner, it's Dosik. Out high to Herzog. Herzog left-hand bounce, near side to Plyman. We played 90 seconds, third quarter. The lead is 7 for Rushi. Big possession, Botkins. Herzog posts up. Little stutter step. Drew the foul. 2 shots. I said in that second quarter, fouls would be major here in the second half, and already Rushi's got 3. 6:24 to go, third quarter of play. 2 shots at the stripe here for Herzog, who is nailed on the elbow in the act of shooting.
That's the second foul on Francis.
Shot by Herzog, rolls all around, and it comes off. Second free throw here for Jordan Herzog for the Botkins Trojans. He dips the knees, aims, and makes it. First point, Botkin, second half, 30-24, Rushi.
Feels like somebody opened a window. There's a draft in here now.
Yeah, there is a breeze. Maybe that's what's causing the free throws
maybe
to dance off the iron. Long 3 straight away, Rushi. Nobody picked him up, and Quinter gunned it in.
Oh, that was Shappy.
I'm sorry, my mistake. They were right next to each other. I was obscured by the official. 5 threes for Zane Shappy. How you can't guard him tonight on an evening when he's red hot, I'll never know. Botkins ignored him. Here's a drive of Herzog down the lane. Hacked on the wrist as he went up to shoot 2. But what a gift tonight for Chandra Gubo listening in Mexico.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for her, but they did switch that to Quinter.
Oh, it was.
They had it switched. They had it on the board that way, but then they just switched it.
I thought it was Hayden. I saw the ball leave somebody's hands. It looked like it was Hayden Quinter. Nonetheless, Zane's got 12 points and 4 threes. And Chandra Gubo's Rushi Raiders lead 33-25. Herzog cashes in at the stripe for Botkins. 4 team fouls already on Rushi here in the second half. Second shot by Herzog is right on the button. 33-26, Rushi up 7. Here come the Raiders to midcourt. It's Quinter. Quinter picked up top of the circle by Carter Plyman. Quinter pulls up at the elbow. Bingo! 17-footer. Hayden Quinter starting to feel it. He's singeing the nets right now. 2 straight buckets from Quinter. Here's a good drive by Herzog from the right corner. Got to the rack and overshot it. Up 9. Raiders have the ball. 5:23 to go. Third quarter. Quinter gets a screen. Veers to the elbow. Doesn't shoot. Fires it left corner to Monin.
Yes.
Monin drives, puts it up off the glass, no good. Raiders fans thought there was a foul. Ball is slapped out of bounds by Botkins. Baseline, right of the basket, Flippo lobbing into the lane to Monin. He's posting up on Paul. He backed him down in charge.
I am pretty sure that's the third one on Francis.
Simply a difference in body mass right there as Monin went to work in the paint on Dosek or Paul, and when the Botkins little guard fell to the hardwood, the official had no choice. Offensive personal on Rushi, which has committed 5 team fouls already here in the third quarter. Botkins down 9, 3 minutes played. Ball thrown right corner. Trojans, a bad pass. Picked off by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Shappy on the arc. Shot fake to the rim. Shappy to the basket. Good for 2. Zane Shappy, 5 field goals in the game. Rushi bolting to a lead of 11. 4:47 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, you better put Burke to work. That's right. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Burke Petroleum will go to work for you with propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Botkins, inbounding after the timeout, makes four real crisp passes and whips the Rushi press. Carter Plyman gets a layup to make it 37-28. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Chappie ahead of the key for Rushi. Wants to drive. Closed off by Dosik, who grabbed him. Foul, Botkins. Team foul number two on the Trojans. Rushi will throw in right below us. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service now for nearly half a century. Don't forget, Burke Petroleum can service your propane needs. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Benjamin York has just hurled in a three from the right corner. He got a good look. Benjamin York, another player off the Rushi bench, getting the job done. It was a three ball, and the lead expands to 12, 40 to 28. Biggest cushion of the night for Rushi. Botkins into the half court. Again, a foul on the Raiders, who've had a propensity to do that here in the second half. Six of them. Out of the right corner, open player, Paul for Botkins. Cans it! It's a trifecta. Ryland Paul nails it. 40-31 in favor of Rushi. 3:50 left to go here in the third. Pulling up inside the arc is Aiden Quinter. Good look by him. Well set. Aiden Quinter loved that spot. The elbow extended.
He just elevates so well, and that kid is just a shooter.
3 minutes, 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rushi's outside shooting, faced by Aiden Quinter, is starting to roll. Here's a baseline drive by Botkins. Shot blocked on the play. Picked back up by Paul. Paul's cornered. Two taller men on him. Gets rid of a pass. It's weak. It's across court. Nearly stolen by Rushi. Raiders punch it out of bounds. 3:15 remaining, third quarter, 42-21, Rushi. Biggest lead for the Raiders was 40-28 with four to play in the third. Here's a left-hand drive by Herzog. Yes! Off the window. Wow, he kissed it in right in the middle of the square. Banked it home. Pretty shot by Jordan Herzog of Botkins. 42-33. Twisting, turning down the lane. Quinter, and he's mugged. Clearly fouled while shooting. Colton Plyman or Carter Plyman got him.
Yes, they did, both of them.
2 minutes, 53 seconds to go. Third quarter. 9-point lead, Rushi. Aiden Quinter was fouled hard in the act of shooting. Swish on the free throw. The lead for Rushi is 10.
Quinter's got an 8-point quarter going right now.
Boy, he can do that. He'll start scorching the Nets before you know it. He's got a double-digit period.
Yeah, he's got 15, 16 now.
He's coming off a 27-point game on Sunday against Division II Willard. Here's Carter Plyman. Step back. Long 30-footer. Short. Long rebound, though, to Paul of Botkins. He launches. It's short. Goes out of bounds to Botkins. 2:35 remaining, third quarter. Rushi 44, Botkins 33. Ball lobbed in deep left corner to Top for Botkins. Noah Top back on the floor to Herzog. Herzog wants to spread the floor and drive. Oh, hits a player on the back cut. Good dish to Paul. He finishes at the rim. Foul, Rushi. Chance for an and one here by Paul.
Ryland's got 11 right now. He's having a heck of a game, too.
Tell you what, Botkins' half-court defense, Chuck, over the last three, 4 weeks, just marked improvement. Really good now.
Yeah, they have improved every phase of their game since we saw them last.
Everybody's involved.
They got embarrassed at Fort Loramie a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And they came back and beat Loramie at home by 7. You can tell this is just a different basketball team.
5 straight wins by Botkins. Playing Rushi tough. 2:35 to go, third quarter. 9-point game. Botkins led very, very late in the second quarter by 1. Ball cannot complete the 3-point play. Lengthy on the free throw. Rushi snared the rebound. Quinter, top of the circle, thought about shooting. Away from the ball, what do we have? Is Carter Plyman holding Cordonier?
Yeah, they called that on Plyman, and he shook his head. He knew it.
Yeah. 2:13 to go, third quarter, 44-35, Rushi. Don't forget Burke Petroleum, the green energy choice. Propane, Burke's got it for you. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster. 315 West 1st. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Quinter high left for Rushi. He is open and short on the 3-ball.
Yeah, he looked to pass the ball. Nobody was open, so he went, I'll shoot it.
Proving he is not perfect. He missed one. Countering quickly, Botkins left side of the floor. Available. Noah top from distance. Line drive 3. All nylon. He ripped the cords. 6-point game now. Hooking foul. Carter Plyman nearly got a steal. 30 feet from the basket. Botkins bench in an uproar.
Now, I don't like that. The referee comes over, staring at them, wanting to call a technical foul. Just call the call, go back out there and call the game. That bothers me when they do that.
Minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. Carter Plyman nearly made a sleight of hand maneuver and a steal. It was a close call. Yep. Went against Botkins. Botkins has cut a 12-point deficit down to 6. 44-38, minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E, burkepetroleum.com. Phone 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Burke Petroleum, 315 West 1st in Minster. Chappie at midcourt for the Raiders, who've seen a 40-28 lead get whittled to 44-38. Uh-oh, moving screen. Rushi wasn't set. Not stationary. Offensive foul. Botkins now, Chuck, a 3-pointer. Could shave it down to 3.
I've not seen that official before, but not a fan.
Raiders on the floor have Vince Borchers at the moment, Xavier Flippo, Hayden Quinter, Braylon Cordonier, and Zane Chappie. Carter Plyman, head of the key for Botkins. Flips it near side to the 3-point shooter. A long one by Berger. No good off the flange. Rushi yanked down the rebound. On the giddy-up, it's Cordonier to Chappie. Chappie fakes left, goes right. He's tripped on the play. And that is the 14th foul of this half. 9 on Rushi. And Botkins pretty soon will be in the bonus. Maybe that's only the 8th on the Raiders.
8-6.
Of course, that foul was on Botkins, not Rushi, so the scoreboard jumps from 5-6 on Botkins. Rushi's committed 8. That's 14 total. A lot of fouls in 7 minutes of the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Quinter. Rises up at the foul line. Soft jumper is in. Feather-like touch. Front rim, backboard, hung on the flange, and Kirk Plunk, it fell through.
And Plyman played really good defense on him that time. That's how good of a shot that was.
Here is Carter Plyman, foul line. Hands off on the play to Noah Top. Straightaway 3, no good. Rebound, stick back, yes. Carter Plyman.
Herzog.
By mistake, Herzog and Plyman both there. Credit Herzog for the deuce. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. 46-40, Rushi. A real scrap at the Rushi gym here tonight. 18, 17, 16 seconds to go in the third. Rushi playing for 1. Hayden Quinter holding about 30 feet out from the basket. Carter Plyman on him loosely. Screen by Chappie. Now J.J. Myers got Quinter. Takes him into the lane. Banks a 7-footer short. 2 seconds left. Rebound Herzog. That'll do it. Third quarter's over. Botkins fell behind by 12. Cut it to 6. Botkins Trojans
hanging tough. Real good Tuesday night Shelby County Athletic League boys game from Rushi tonight. 6-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. That's where Spherion is located locally. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. Applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Bodkin's possession, pass into the right corner to kick off play in the fourth period, and it goes out of bounds.
Threw it where it was. Lyman cut to the basket, and he threw it where he's been standing.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. And Rushi tries to benefit from the early fourth quarter miscue by Bodkin's. Here's Slippo, high post to Cordonier. Mid post Cordonier. 13-foot turnaround, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Bodkin's. 6-point game, 46-40. Herzog slashing into the lane. And let's see, what do we have? Use of the forearm by Herzog on the drive for Bodkin's. Bodkin's bench shakes its head and says, where in the world did that call come from?
Not an easy game to call. I will give the officials that. And I think for the most part, they've done a pretty good job.
7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi 46, Bodkin's 40. Foul line, Flippo. Popped up in the air by Paul, into the hands of Colton Plyman. Good play, Bodkin's. Down to Carter Plyman. Look at him go to work, motoring toward the basket. In for two. Carter Plyman drove with the last 50 feet, and we got a 4-point game. Trojans fans behind us on their feet. Turkey jerky move by Quinter into the lane. No good off the backboard. Long rebound to Chaffee for three. It's good! It's good! What a night! What a night for Zane Chaffee of Rushi.
That was big.
49-42 Raiders. 6:38 to go. Fourth quarter. Straightaway Herzog lines up a three. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound Colton Plyman, though. Right back to Herzog. Baseline left to Ryland Paul for Bodkin's. He's hemmed in. Throws it to midcourt. Carter Plyman gets it to Colton Plyman. Right corner top. Fine look. Fine look. Yes, sir.
That's three threes for top now.
Noah Top cashes in. He's a fine marksman. Good eye. Long range. 49-45. Rushi is Chaffee and Top. Exchange three balls. Deep right corner. It is Cordonier. Flips it on top to Munnen. 5:53 to go. Fourth quarter. Rushi takes a timeout. Under six to play. Rushi hanging to a 4-point lead. 49-45. Well, Bodkin's hangs around. Hey, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkin's. And those who come to us from towns all around, we're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkin's. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Great strip loin steak at night at the Myers Tavern in Bodkin's. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkin's. We bet you won't find better. 4-point game. Botkins Trojans fast improving over recent weeks. Rushi really tough. Well-rounded club, deep, very good, especially here at home. But Botkins is taking them right to the wire.
Well, when they went down 12, that would have been a sign for Botkins to go ahead and fold and say, hey, we played really well for 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
They brought it back. I mean, they're down 4.
It was 40-28 in favor of Rushi with about 5 to play here in the third quarter. It's now a four-point contest. Here's a long triple, Shappy high right, a launch from deep three territory. No good off the back iron. Offensive board shot good. Braden Munnen went high, leaped for that offensive rebound, tipped it to himself, and dropped in a six-footer. Six-point game, Rushi. Carter Plyman drives baseline. Hits a player down the lane, Dosik. Dosik to the rim for two.
Boy.
What a pass.
What an assist.
Yes, sir. 5:16 to go, fourth quarter, four-point game again. Outside the arc on the left, it is Quinter. Into the post area, it goes to Flippo, holding from behind against top. 15 fouls in the half. Or I should say 16, 8 on each team. 1-1 Flippo.
Xavier has not scored in the game yet.
Xavier Flippo flexes the knees and calmly connects at the stripe. 5:11 to go here in the game. 52-47. Rushi on top of 5. Make it 6. Front rim, back rim, side rim, and in. 6-point game. Rushi 53-47. Clock ticks under 5 to go in the fourth. Carter Plyman, deep right corner, back to the basket. Hits a cut of Herzog down the lane. He's tied up by Rushi as the Raiders reached in, got a mitt on the ball. Almost caused a turnover, a travel to get the possession arrow held ball.
Yeah, that was a tough pass. He caught it there, but he had really no place to go. The pass got him in jeopardy.
Right. Rushi now a chance to score in 2 straight possessions ahead of 6. 4:40 to go in the game. Quinter dribbles between the legs. Veers down the right side of the lane. Wants to go to work on Carter Plyman. Instead throws into the paint to Monin. Good play. Good play. Monin on the finish right in front.
He had Dosik on him, and he had a 4-inch advantage on him there.
Good game for Monin. He's made a myriad of different shots. Botkins needs a timeout. Trojans have slipped behind by 8, 55-47, 4:27 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
A locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology supporting customers near and far. After the timeout by Botkins, we've got a drive on the play by Plyman, who went veering in from the left wing. May have been a play call during the timeout. He got a couple screens and wheeled toward the basket, was cut off, fouled before shooting it, so it's the 1-1.
Yeah, they cleared a side for him that time, and Flippo came over to help, but he got there a little bit late.
Plyman, free throw line, 1-1, 55-47, Rushi. Oh, my goodness, it's way, way, way short. Didn't hit the rim, the official says. I thought it did
hit the rim, but...
The ball did hit the bottom of the rim and the net. Referee blew the whistle saying it was an air ball, and it was not.
Yeah,
Botkin's got the rebound below the basket, and it's Rushi ball out of bounds. That was strange. 4 minutes to go in the game. 8-point lead, Rushi. Monin left side, Chaffee. Into the post, it goes to Gradagna. Back to the basket. A player for Botkin falls. Loose ball, and it is gobbled up on the play by Plyman. Rough and tumble below the rim.
There had to be something.
Plyman darts down the floor, throws right corner. Ryland Paul guns a three around and out. No good. Over the back foul on Botkins with 3:49 to go. Rushi in the lead by 8. Osgood Bank. Locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Scoreboard says 9 fouls each way. Although it is a 1-1, scoreboard must be an error. Free throw by Cordonia. Swish. He gets the bonus. 9-point game, 56-47.
Yeah, that's 9 fouls on each team.
Second shot by Cordonia is good. Was Cordonia fouled in the act of shooting?
No, it was a 1-1.
But the scoreboard is an error. I'm sorry, it is the 1-1, but not the double bonus. Here is a long three by Botkins. In and out, no good. Oh, that was a big miss. Dead on for Carter Plyman. Wouldn't stay down. And after the two makes some free throws to a right by Cordonia, Rushi gets the ball back. After the shot for Botkins wouldn't go in, it's a 10-point game, 57-47. And in possession is Rushi. It's Chaffee, left side of the floor, shake and bake move. Timeout called by the Raiders. Everybody's in the double bonus. Double bonus each way, 3:18 to go, 57-47. This game might get away from Botkins down the stretch. Rushi may shoot free throws. Final score might be more than 10. Hardly indicative of how closely this game is played all night. Extremely competitive. Yep. It's only 10 right now, but Botkins needs a stop.
Well, everybody in this gym knows that it was a 4-point game with about 6 minutes to go in the game. So, yeah, Rushi had everything they wanted tonight.
Yeah, Botkins led by a point very late in the second quarter. Rushi pushed it out to 12 with 5 minutes to go in the third. And as Chuck just noted, Botkins got it down to 4 on a couple of occasions. Follow the scores, broadcast.com website. Check it out tomorrow. That will determine early on in the day whether or not for certain we cover the Sydney girls at Vandalia Butler tomorrow night. Waiting to hear officially from Butler. Communication plans out of kilter as a result of Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Friday night, Botkins at Jackson Center for sure. Saturday afternoon, 12:55 airtime, Fort Loramie girls at Lima Bath. Saturday night, Marion local, Mac Powerhouse with a lot of size against Jackson Center, 7:30 tip. And out of the timeout, the Rushi Raiders carve out space in the lane. Good screening. Driving, laying it up over the front of the rim is Quinter. Dandy play. Boy, he is an excellent jump shooter. Mid-range, long range. And wow, can he cut to the basket and score while motoring to the rim. Here is Botkins coming back down the floor. What a pass by Paul. It's Herzog. Man alive. What a nifty reverse layup. Interception, Botkins. Down by 10. Carter climbing to the rack. Good foul, Rushi. Carter Plyman got the pass after the interception. Botkins pulled off the steal at midcourt. Rushi got careless, and Carter Plyman zipped to the rim.
Yeah, that was a nice strong move. I'm not sure who Rushi was throwing the ball to that time. There was not one of their players on the side. Threw it directly to top.
Down to 8. 59-51, Rushi. 2:36 to go. Carter Plyman completes the 3-point play. How many for him tonight, Chuck?
15.
2.5 to go, fourth quarter. dribbling up the floor hard, goes Borchers into the right corner to Monin. Ball thrown, foul line to Flippo. He is double teamed and mugged. Double bonus, Flippo for Rushi, who's coming off a make of two a moment ago. 2:27 left here in the fourth quarter. 59-52. Raiders up seven. Foul shots down the stretch. So significant. No good. Short. Second one here for Flippo of Rushi. Couple of bounces. Spins the ball in the palms. And he hits. 60-52 Raiders. 8-point advantage. Carter Plyman to midcourt, over it, picks up his dribble, goes right corner to Herzog. Baseline against Cordonier. Throws it cross court on the play to Paul. Tipped out of bounds by Quinter of Rushi. 2:16 left. Botkins inbounding left corner. Carter Plyman looks. Ball caught 25 feet away, but no at top. Ball fired into the right corner to Paul. Good overplay by Quinter. Ball into the lane. Skips it near side to the three-point shooter top. Off to the right. Rebound. Botkins can't save it. Rushi possession. 2 minutes, 3 seconds to go. Rushi would seem to be in business. Botkins pressing. 10 players in backcourt. 8-point lead Raiders who can't afford silly passes.
That was a really good look for top that time, and it just right off the rim. That would have been huge.
Yes, it was. He had a fine opening, plenty of space to let it go, just did not zero in. Under two to play in the game, dribbling down the floor, over the timeline. Borchers for Rushi. Hands it off on the play to Flippo. Tipped away from behind by Dosek, and he is called for a touch foul. Botkins not pleased with that call one bit. Flippo at the stripe, two free throws coming. Double bonus.
Well, everybody loves to see free throws shot in the game for what we were told.
21 fouls in the second half. Foul shot by Flippo is in. 61-52, a minute 54 to go in the fourth. Second shot by Xavier. Bounces it once. Flexes the knees. Good. Calm and cool, Xavier Flippo. Deposits a pair right through the cords. 10-point game. Carter Plyman, 30 feet out, goes to Herzog, and he wheels around the defender, Flippo, who gave him the knee. Not necessary.
Nope.
Double bonus, Botkins. Clock stops. Minute 44 to go.
Herzog also has 15.
Tell you what, he was silent first couple weeks of the year. He is really emerging. Top and Berger give them additional shooting from the wings. And I tell you what, Chuck, as Dosek and Paul get more comfortable, gain more experience, if they can just get 6-7 points a game, look out, Botkins.
Well, Jackson Center was here tonight. They were scouting. I just saw the coaches walk out. They got an eyeful tonight with Botkins.
Uh-huh. Well, Herzog makes one, misses one. Timeout called. Rushi clings to a 9-point edge. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 62-53 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike has got big savings on DeWalt power tools. Also, solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. More savings there. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Get them in 3 days. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
professional service at your pro hardware store in Jackson Center. Rushi inbounding in backcourt to Quinter. Quinter hustles across, feeds a teammate, driving into the lane. Gone and bobbled, got it back, threw it to Flippo at the foul line. Rushi wants to spread the floor. Bodkins trying to foul. Quinter in the left corner, goes baseline, muscles to the rack, gets it to go. Defensive foul is called, and that might do it. Minute 28 to go. What a play by Quinter.
Yeah.
He took the bull by the horn and said, I've got a little crease. And he stepped to the basket from the left flank. Nobody could deny him. He scored. He's at the line for a three-point play. And he hits to make it 65-53.
And that is 50 points he scored combined in the last two games.
27 and 23 tonight. What a duo of contests for Mr. Quinter. Here's Berger into the lane area for Botkins. Left-hand jumper rolled out. Rebound by Rushi. Long throw to Monin. Pass from Chappie. Monin's got it up on the rim. Defensive goaltending on Botkins. Count the bucket. Biggest lead of the night. 67-53. Rushi. 1:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Carter Plyman. He sizes up his shot from 40 feet. He wasn't over the timeline, but three steps. He was on the Raiders logo and swished it.
That was outside of the volleyball line.
Uncanny. I'm trying to paint the picture for you. It was on the Raiders logo, and that Raiders logo is inside the center circle. That's how long it was. This is an 84-foot floor. Chuck, that was a 40-footer in the half-court game.
Well, and the nice thing about seeing him shoot that is he shot that just like he shoots a 15-footer. He didn't. He wasn't a throw. It was a shot.
Incredulous. Unbelievable. 67-56 timeout called immediately after Carter Plyman flings in a 40-foot shot. It was all net. And like you said, Chuck, he just calmly, casually rose up beyond midcourt, let it fly like it was a long lay-in.
Yeah, you wonder how he shot an air ball from the free throw line.
We got Rushi trying to inbound. Good defense by Botkins. And time runs out. Turnover, Raiders. Botkins possession. 66 seconds to go in the game. 67-56 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead was 14. Seconds ago, Carter Plyman threw in a three. He's got the ball again. Raises up. Draws a foul behind the arc. Missed it short. Monin got a piece of him. Plyman, three free throws. Heady play by Carter Plyman. Now can he complete the deal at the stripe? Three free throws. 59.5 to go. 11-point advantage, Rushi. Free throw, Carter Plyman, swish. 67-57. Oh, what a game this has been on Tuesday night. Wow. Shelby County League boys action dynamite contest. Carter Plyman pumps in two in a row. He's got a third. 67-58. Rushi ahead by nine. Second shot by Carter on the way. Bullseye hits all three. 67-59. Botkins with six straight points has shaved the lead from 14 down to 8. Rushi can't get the ball in. They call a timeout. 59.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wow, what a game this has been, Chuck.
Yeah.
And Botkins travels to Jackson Center. Real tough week for the Trojans, who then go to New Bremen on Saturday night after playing at Jackson Center on Friday.
Well, they have had to have gained a lot of confidence in this game tonight because they're playing the number five team in the state of Ohio in their gym as well as you can play them.
Yep. That the poll came out, the first one of the year. The initial one did not happen because of technical difficulties a week ago. But in the initial Division IV state rankings, which were announced the last evening or the night before, Jackson Center was ranked third, Rushi fourth, Richmond Heights first. Fort Loramie was in the second 10. I tell you what, the way Botkins is playing right now, they ought to be in the top 20.
Yeah, well, around the state, all they do, they look at records. They don't really look at
right
the stuff you should look at. 8-point game, 59.5 to go. Rushi in the lead. It's inbounded up the right side to Quinter. Quinter darts over the timeline, goes all the way to the foul line, into the bottom of the lane, shoved from behind as he shoveled it toward the backboard. A couple of free throws for Quinter, 54.8 to go. All Bodkins can do now is foul and hope that Carter Plyman drains 40-foot three-pointers.
Yeah, it's eight. He hits a couple of free throws here back to a 10-point game. But, boy, Bodkins can be proud of their effort tonight.
Indeed, indeed. Heck of a game on Tuesday night in the Shelby County League. What a boys' contest tonight between these two clubs. They left it all out of the floor. Free throw by Quinter. Front rim, back rim. It trickles through. 68-59. Rushi, 54.8 to go. Benjamin York gets set to come in at the scorer's table. Here he comes. Quinter hits foul shot number two. Monon out. Benjamin York in. Benjamin, the 6'3", soft. Here's Plyman to midcourt. Raises up behind the arc. A 30-footer glances off the iron. Rebound down to Rushi. 46 seconds to go. Chappie to Quinter at midcourt. Quinter hangs on. Hard foul from Berger. Double bonus. Rushi up 10. 41 ticks to go. 69-59. Rushi won the junior varsity game easily. Real tussle here in the second game of the night. The varsity tilt undecided till the final minute. Free throw by Quinter is stroked in. 70-59. Raiders in the lead by 11. Rushi scored 71 on Sunday. 70 tonight. Make it 71 this evening. Second foul shot good. 12-point spread, 71-59. Plyman down the floor. Gives it off in the right corner to Dosik. And after Plyman passed it, he barged right into a white jersey. Offensive foul.
27 points again for Hayden Quinter.
Quinter with 54 in his last two games. 27 against D2 Willard. 27 tonight against Bodkins. Carter Plyman hooks Flippo in backcourt, trying to make a steal. 33.3 to go. 71-59 Rushi. And that is foul number five on Carter Plyman. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, 12.33 seconds to go. He had a nice game. Carter played really well.
Round of applause from Bodkins fans. A lot of Rushi people clapping as well.
Well, the students are waving bye to him, but the adults are clapping for him.
What a show staged tonight by Carter Plyman. Free throw by Flippo off to the right. He gets a second. Final score, probably double digits, but the game was so much closer than that. Second free throw good. 72-59 Rushi. Up the right side comes Dosik. Colin Dosik dribbles into the lane, throws it out back to Herzog. Fadeaway three ball, strong, rebound bobbled, and J.J. Meyer gets it for Bodkins. Open player, right corner Dosik, lines up the three, it is good. Colin Dosik connects, 10 seconds to go, 72-62, midcourt Quinter. Quinter circles the wagons, Bodkins won't foul, that's it. In a hard-fought win tonight, Rushi defeats Bodkins. 72-62. Oh, what a game. Hope you enjoyed it here on scoresbroadcast.com this evening. Rushi prevails finally over Bodkins by 10. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness is open on Saturdays from 10 to 1. Phone 937-596-8100, 937-596-8100.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Thanks so much to our Rushi area sponsors tonight, Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Nick, a Rushi man. Thanks so much to all the staff and associates at Custom Foam. Quick final word tonight from one of our fine sponsors, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. I want you to know we could not have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks to all of the employees at Local. Gratitude to Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, everybody at Local. Couldn't have gotten off the ground way back in 06 and 07 had it not been for Local Equipment. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Thanks as well to Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, located right there on 25A. Your number one agency in the region again, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. What a win tonight for the Rushi Raiders. It was not easy at all. Rushi victorious by 10 points, 72-62 over Bodkins. We noted early on before the broadcast that Chandra Gubo was listening. Chandra from Rushi, tuning in from Mexico, where she is undergoing cancer treatment. Chandra is the aunt of Rushi's Zane Chappie, who was phenomenal tonight. He had a good game, entertaining the fans here, all the listeners, and of course, Chandra Gubo. Thanks so much to all of you for listening in here on scoresbroadcast.com. Craig Fissinger here in Rushi alerted me to the fact that Chandra would be listening, and her thoughts and prayers are with her in Mexico. Thanks to everybody who tuned in online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Heck of a game on Tuesday night. Bodkins, much improved, gave Rushi all it could handle.
Well, the final 26-22 scoring in the fourth quarter. Individual, let's only look at some free throws. Rushi was one of six in the first half from the free throw line, 16 of 18 in the second half. There was your basketball game right there. Bodkins led by Carter Plyman. He had 21. Jordan Herzog had 16. Rylan Paul had 11. Noah Top had 9. My Clancy's player of the game is going to be Jordan Herzog for the Trojans. On the other side, Hayden Quinter with 27. Zane Chappie had 17. Braden Monin had 11. They got 6 from Flippo off in the free throw line. Cordonier had 6. And my Clancy's players of the game going to split it. Quinter and Chappie for Rushi.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Our stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's, Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Rushi won the JV tilt tonight, also took the varsity game.
Botkins won the freshman game by 3.
Okay, thanks. So it was a 2 out of 3 night for Rushi.
Yep.
The rubber match, the varsity contest, was very competitive, tightly played. Botkins had a lead very, very late in the second quarter. Went down by 12 at one point in the third. Roared back, cut it to 4 twice. Final difference of 10, 72-62.
Yep, that was the final.
Really not indicative of how tightly this game was played.
Well, like I said, 16 of 18 from the free throw line for Rushi in the second half. That's how you win basketball games.
Right. Thanks so much to our online audience. I'm sure we had a big throng of folks listening to us tonight. We know Chandra Gubo from Rushi joined us from down in Mexico. Thanks to Craig Fissinger here in Rushi for alerting me to that. ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Go to the Scores website, ScoresBroadcast.com. Tomorrow we'll update you on whether or not we will be at Butler tomorrow evening. Sydney girls play there. Then on Friday night, Botkins boys are at Jackson Center. Airtime 6:55 on Saturday, 12:55 from Lima Bath, Fort Laramie girls at Bath. And then Saturday night, what a juggernaut of a game. Marion Local at Jackson Center on Saturday night, airtime 6:55. So two games in a row, Thursday night, Friday night from Jackson Center, the habitat of the Cat.
Friday night, Saturday night.
What did I say?
Thursday, Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to be there Thursday.
My mistake. We've got nothing for you on Thursday. My days are running together.
Sunday threw me off. I had so much trouble getting up Monday and going to work.
I think I was thrown off of Martin Luther King. That's a poor excuse.
No, but Sunday threw me because I did games. Then I got up and it felt like Saturday. And
a better excuse is age.
Well, that's more closer to the truth. But
thanks so much to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Rushi. Great game this evening. Terrific contest in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi hangs on to defeat Botkins by 10, 72-62 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.